Okay, so hey everyone, sorry if my voice sounds scratchy, but hey everyone, we're back. We did another mini hiatus in December, but that's because we were both fucked and it was the holidays and work and blah blah blah. But anyways, we are here, and today is a very special episode for our very special birthday boy, even though it's like, what, 6 days later? Whatever. Point is, that's what we're here for.
It's a little late.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. We got this. So we are the Bangtan Bitches, and I am B.
I'm A.
And,
And.
And we're here just to, you know, talk to you. Be wonderful.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do the disclaimer.
All right. Disclaimer, we are not associated with, I spelled T. South Korea or BTS. Wow. BTS, Big Hit, South Korea. Yeah. Anyways, we're not associated with anything. Just ourselves.
Yeah, so sorry. There's that. Sorry. Yeah, that'd be great if we were, though.
It's just us. I know. It would be.
Just us. Okay. So before we get into the whole Taeyang stuff, which is kind of going to be funny because, as usual, we have not prepared for anything.
We tried one time.
We tried once. Who was that we tried on?
Hobie. The first one.
Okay. All right. So we got to get into our bullshit stuff. So first off, happy holidays and happy new year, everyone.
Yes.
We hope you
happy
had
happy holidays and happy new year.
Yeah, we hope you had a great holiday season with whatever you celebrate, if you celebrate anything at all. And we hope you had a happy new year, and we hope everything is wonderful.
Yes.
So, I don't know if you guys follow our blog, but a few days ago we posted something, and by a few days ago, fuck, my time is all fucked up. Like, I don't remember what day it was. I don't remember if it was the 31st or if it was the 1st, but one of those days we posted a thank you message, you know, to everyone for supporting us and, you know, supporting our work and supporting us and, you know, listening to the podcast and reading our stories and all that stuff. And we want to, you know, tell our listeners out there thank you as well, because honestly, without you guys, we would not do any of this. Okay, oh, yeah. That's kind of a lie, because we probably would anyways if no one listened. I don't care. We're very narcissistic and we do it anyway.
Oh, that's very true. But we still appreciate you listening.
We do, we do. So thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. We wanted to give you a heads up on some stuff we plan to do this year. So, okay, so 2019 was a very, very hard year for both of us. Mentally, emotionally, even physically, man, I slept so much. I was so depressed. It was a very hard year. Just in our personal lives and our work lives, everything just felt like it was going to shit. So, you know, we're hoping that 2020 is going to be a brighter, better year all around.
Yes.
And, yeah. And, you know, we are planning to do, we always say we're planning to do things and then we don't follow through, but we're really going to try.
But for real. Right.
Okay.
We are for real going to try this year.
So, A, why don't you tell, okay, wait, no. Okay. Let me start this. Okay. So, I know some of you read our, like, follow us on Tumblr, and some of you, like, listen to or read our stories. So we want to give you, like, a little, this is what we have coming for joint stories. So our goal is to, for 2020, is to get Immortals either completed or close to completion.
Yes.
Like, we kind of feel, this is how we're stuck right now. We know what needs to happen in Immortals, but we just don't have the energy to write it. But we're trying to get back into that energy. You know, we need to get back into it. And we also are kind of in that mindset where we feel like we can't start anything new until we finish it, because Immortals takes so much of our time.
It really does.
Yeah, and there's so much planning and so much stuff that goes into it, and it's exhausting.
It is. It's a very intense story that will hopefully all come together really nice in the end.
Yeah.
But
I don't think you people realize how hard it is and how much like effort we put into leaving clues and doing stuff like that sprinkled throughout chapters. Because we want to be like one of those, we want to have a story that at the end, when it all comes together, you're like, oh my God, it was right in front of our faces the whole fucking time.
whole time, exactly. Like eventually it's all gonna be like, oh my God, that was such a red flag.
Yeah.
Like foreshadowing.
Yeah. That's what we
Anyway,
want.
but
But knowing us, that's probably
I know we're probably like tooting our own horn way too much,
I
but who
know. People are
knows?
gonna be like, you dumb bitches. No.
I mean, possibly.
Okay. So we released the prologue for Salvation last year, and
Yes.
we haven't really done much with that since. But that's kind of a mini story. It's not gonna have many parts, and it's very,
No.
like less than five parts, I believe, or
Right.
five at
Like
most.
actually we're looking, yeah, I think it's between 3 and 5, like more likely to be 3, but possible 5.
And if it's
But it's
five,
probably
it's
gonna be
because
like
if it's
it's got
five,
like an epilogue.
yeah, epilogue and prologue. Yeah, that's why it would
Right.
be five, you know. So it's the prologue, three meaty chapters, and then the epilogue. So
Right. And like we already have chapter 1 started and it's actually pretty far along. It's just or no, maybe that's the prologue. I don't know. But we did start chapter 1, but it's another story that even though it'll be shorter in duration, it's another really intense story. So it's taking a lot more planning than we originally thought it was going to.
yeah. Okay.
Oh, which is always fun.
Then we have our Dark Fae story that we're planning to write that we have basically just brainstormed for just because we love the movie Labyrinth, but we haven't really done anything with that. But we're
Right.
hoping to get that story, you know, at least started sometime this year.
Yes.
We have a bank robber story that is going to be fun. But that one was also just one of those late night ideas that I was like, oh my God, hey, what if we do this? And she was like, oh my
Right.
God, and then what if we do this? And I said, yes, and then what if we do this? And you know,
Right.
that's still in the idea planning stage.
That would be
But
another one that would probably be like a 3-part story
yeah,
as well.
not very long. Then we have our we have a monster story that we were teasing. We were hoping to have that out by Halloween of
However.
2019. However, it is not out, as you know.
Oh,
So
God.
our goal is to get that out by Halloween of this year. Yeah, so hopefully we'll get the Halloween story out, the monster story.
Yes.
Hopefully.
By
Okay.
Halloween. That's the goal.
By Halloween, hopefully we get that done. Okay. A, why don't you tell us what you have planned for this year, hopefully, to get out?
So, I might have to look at
It's
it again.
okay.
Hopefully, I. So, the plan is to at least. I would, honestly, throughout the year, I would like to finish Soul Me Too. That's kind of my biggest goal. We'll see how that actually happens. At the very least, I'd like to start posting chapters regularly again.
Yeah.
So, there's that. And then. Okay, so another thing I want to work on is finishing Need Part 3. It's definitely it's so weird because it's mostly written and it's like there's literally just like one scene left to write and I cannot seem to find the energy to write it. So there's that, but that should be finished soon. That might be like the first thing I try and work on this year. And then so I had, for once, a weird, not for once, but whatever. I had a crazy idea that I saw that is possible to do on AO3, and then I don't know, maybe we can find a way to do it on Tumblr, but maybe not. But I really think it would be super cool to write like a choose your own adventure sort of story. It would probably end up being like joint. B doesn't know this yet.
Well,
But
no,
yeah,
I kind of
so.
figure just because, like, that's hard and it would
Yes,
take a
I don't know
lot
if
of
it's.
work.
It would. And this would be something that like might be started towards the end of 2020 if it happens. But it would be one of those things that wouldn't even start until after Immortals, for sure. For sure, for sure. And probably not even until after we finish some of the other heavier stories that we have planned. So if that one happens, it would be towards the end of 2020.
The thing with choose your own
So.
adventure too is like I think part of A's original idea was she wanted to do a choose your own adventure where depending on the path you take depends on the member you end up with. But see,
Yes.
here's the problem with this, and this is why it's an A story, because A knows that if I get involved, it's going to turn into a why do you have to choose one member? Why can't
Right.
you have all seven? And that
You just
kind
choose all of them, it's
of
fine.
and that kind of negates the fact of a choose your own adventure.
Right.
So yeah.
So,
So as of
oh,
right
darn.
now, just know people, if I get involved, it's gonna be a poly story. That's the way it is. Okay,
That's funny.
so what I myself, the lovely bee, have planned for this year is okay, so I have this stepbrother story that I have been working on for like well over a year, like way over a year.
Yes.
But I honestly have not opened it in months because I've just had no energy. It's been hard. But I literally think the last time I actually worked on it was probably a year ago, maybe yesterday.
Yeah, I think I worked on it some, but I don't know when. I don't know if it was before or after that, to be completely
A
honest.
good chunk of it's been written, you know? It's just
Oh yeah.
finishing it
It's
up.
I think part of the problem is like, so it's not a problem, it's just so one of the things with this story is that in terms of B's focus, it makes me think of EAP. And so she doesn't, you haven't really had that energy to like focus on it the same
Yeah,
way you had
that's
at the
true.
time you wrote EAP. So like, I think that's kind of where the stall
Probably.
is
But
coming from. Does that make sense?
my goal is to finish this story because I honestly feel like this story is going to be better than EAP.
I agree. I mean, I don't know. EAP is pretty amazing, but I see where
Know.
you're coming from.
I feel like this one, I always say EAP is my masterpiece, but I think this one might be my masterpiece. And then people are going to be like, oh my God, B, you're so fucked up. What's wrong with you?
Probably, but it's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
I'm
so
excited about it.
I have that one. Then I still have a dance line one that I've been like teetering on, and that one is a little bit written, but I need to like, I'm stalling on this one part, and I'm one of those people that it's hard for me to jump around when I'm writing. Like I need to write it in order of the events happening. It's weird, I know.
Right.
Unless I'm writing a non-linear storyline, then I can fucking do it. However, but because this one is a linear storyline, and I'm like, okay, I need to keep going in order that I'm stalled on this one part, and I'm like, okay, how do I get around that?
Right.
So that's where I'm at. And then I'm working on the next installment of the Daddy series, and I'm really hoping I can finish that entire series by before 2020 ends, because I just want to get that done. And then, you know.
Which is like probably one of my favorite series. So, there's always
Well, you know.
that.
I just want to get shit done. Just get shit done
Yes.
so we can be done.
Exactly.
Now, as for our podcast episodes, we're kind of behind just because we're still lagging. We're still trying to shake off the remnants of 2019.
Yes.
But basically, what we have coming up is we need to do the second annual Bangtan Bitches Awards. So we're going to do that sometime in January or February. Basically, what we do, if you've listened to our past Bangtan Bitch Awards episode, is basically we make like a Google Doc and people can vote on like the best look the boys had from different award shows or the best song they had this year or, stuff like that. The
Right.
best episode of Run, the best this, the best that. And then we also post like our stuff too, like what was the best podcast episode of this year? What was the best, although, you know what? We kind of sucked this year, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's not many. But you know what I
But,
mean? Or like the best story we
yeah.
posted this year, or the best chapter of a story, like stuff like that. But again, we were pretty lagging this year, so that's not going to be much there. So it'll probably be a
Right.
quieter awards show this year, but
Than last
we
year,
got to do
yeah.
that. We plan to do another Dirty Would You Rather. And this time, Steph, our lovely, give me some suga, give me some suga, give me some sugar, whatever. She's going to join us because she said that'd be fun, and we love her, and she's great. So she's going to
Yes.
join us for that. We plan to do, comeback episodes when they release a new album, which we know is coming.
Hopefully soon.
And we review all the songs on the album, all that stuff.
Right.
We want to do more interviews, like more co-hosting interviews if people are able, or we can do like the email interviews that we do with them, but with writers and artists and stuff like that. A and I had talked about creating a form where people can they can fill it out for people they want us to reach out to see if they would, join our podcast, or for people themselves that are an artist or a creator, a content creator, and they want to be on our podcast, they can fill
Right.
out the form themselves. So we have people that, want to be on here and want to talk with us, co-host with us, that kind of stuff. So we're going to be working on getting that out there, and then that will be permanently posted, like on our blog in the description, so people can just, submit it. We'll figure that out. I don't
Yes.
know. That's
Yeah, it's
A's
one of the
thing.
things
I feel
that
bad. I'm just kind of throwing you out there,
No,
like,
you're good.
A does
No,
this.
it's Ruth's fine. But no, that is something that I'll work on soon-ish. I'm really probably not gonna get back into the swing of things until like after next week. And then after that, I think everything from like the previous year will have been done and taken care of, and so I can start fresh, and then I'll be able to start focusing on things again. So
Yep,
that should be cool.
that's what we
That's
want
the
to
goal.
do. So also, we plan to have more contests and giveaways on our blog this year. We did a hol for our Halloween writing contest. We do it every year, and we plan to do it again this year. So, fuckers, get ready for it. You have several months now.
Yes.
You have 10 months to get ready for it. But what we did last year is we did prizes and we did voting on our blog, and we'll probably do something similar this year. We might do another writing contest. I was thinking Valentine's Day, but honestly, that's already like so close. I know we're barely in January, but that's already too
Yeah.
close. So
No, that's true.
maybe we'll do like a random one, like a summertime something. You know what I
Right?
mean?
Or
Or
spring or
yeah, we'll figure
something.
something out. We also still plan to do just a random giveaway on our blog. Like no
Yes.
gimmicks, no contests, nothing. We
Just
just have
enter your
to
name and
Enter your name, your email, and if you feel comfortable giving us your address, like if you win, because we'll reach out to you
Right.
first, and then we'll send you a prize. Okay, so also we are considering actually having merchandise, like Bangtan Bitch stuff, like whatever,
T-shirts or
T-shirts
something.
or something or whatever. Don't know if it's ever gonna happen, but someone talked to me about it and they were like, oh my God, you should make t-shirts. And when you do giveaways, you should send a t-shirt with every, giveaway you do. That way it's like you have stuff out there, blah, blah, blah. So that's something that we are considering doing in the future. We may open a shop on TeePublic. We may, or Redbubble or something with whatever. Honestly, I don't, it's just a thought right now, but it's
Right.
possible. It might happen.
Might
It
have
might.
some stupid quotes on it because we're hilarious. Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll
Or just a
see.
logo.
Yeah, could be just a logo, which we have no idea what it would look like yet. Maybe we'll hold a contest for someone to design it,
Yes.
because we don't know.
Right. Oh, goodness.
Okay, so moving on from that. Oh, okay. So, there's this dumb. Oh, okay, wait. I'm looking back at the outline now. Okay. So there's this shit going on right now that I'm just like, how the fuck is that a thing? Where
Right.
apparently people are plagiarizing people's stories and posting them on YouTube. How the fuck is that a thing?
Yes, which is interesting because actually, shortly after this happened, someone asked us about posting on YouTube, and honestly, this is the only reason we're like hesitant about anything right now because, like we appreciate people asking, but also like why the fuck are people posting stories on YouTube?
That's weird to us. Like, we don't understand it. Are we too
Like,
old? Do we not get it? Are we not
yeah,
part of the cool young
I guess I'm
crowd?
not right. We're not really sure, like, how are you posting them? Like, are you just posting, like, posting? Huh? Are you just posting, like, text on a screen? Is there pictures involved? Like, what is happening? Is it a video? I don't know.
I don't know either. But you know, like part of the whole drama with the one that was posted, was it K-pop fanfic trash? I think her shit was stolen and posted on YouTube. But part of it was like the author, the not the author. Okay, the person who posted on YouTube, like in the description, they put like, I am not the author. I just edited it. And it's like, what did you edit? Like, I guess they fucked it up when they put it up there too. Like, I don't know.
Oh,
Why would you?
that's weird.
It's just rude. And like, even though people don't think it's wrong, like people like that don't think it's wrong because they're like, I'm putting the, I'm not the author. You didn't have fucking consent to do it. It's just fucked up and
No.
weird and wrong, and we don't get it.
No, we don't.
We
So
don't get
at
it at
this
all.
point in time, we're just not letting other people post our stories. Although translations are still an option, but you have to link us to the translations. So there's that. And still only posting on Tumblr for those sort of things.
Yeah, still.
But,
We're like, yeah.
yeah.
Okay,
But,
then
anyways.
moving on from that, then there was some dumb thing about Taeyang and Ajul and controversy, and people are like, oh my
Which
God, is he smoking?
I
Is he not
thought.
smoking? What do you think about that?
So, okay, so remember, this has actually been a thing since like last year, but it died down. So last year, like around his birthday, or maybe right around like February, I think, of last year, there was Tay was posting some pictures of him in his studio and some of his art. I don't know if anyone else remembers that.
I do.
And I'm sure you do, but you know what I'm saying. And then and everyone's like, oh my gosh, is that a jewel? Okay. So it was a while ago, and then everything died out. No, I'm not sure what started it again. I assume that there was like a picture or a video or something. I haven't seen anything personally to say that he's using a jewel, but even if he is, for one, he's over the age limit, so like whatever. For two,
Who fucking cares?
he's his own person. Like, just it's not a big deal.
Exactly.
Like, he's not perfect and he's not like a paragon of virtue. And I really think people need to remember that people are humans. And unfortunately, their job is stressful as fuck. And if the worst thing he's doing is using a jewel, like, I'm honestly not that worried about
Seriously, oh my God, there's so many scandals going on in South Korea right now because of idols being involved in some fucking sex rings and pornography and shit.
Right.
Like, oh my
And
God,
then, like, not to
people.
mention, like,
Calm
the
down.
suicide rates of, like, all these other
Oh,
poor idols. Like,
yeah.
please, let's just calm down. They can
Please.
drink and they can use jewels and they can.
Can we get him some fucking weed, man? Like,
I know.
I
Oh, he's probably using weed. I mean, let's be honest.
hope so.
They've been to Amsterdam. Like,
Yeah.
come on
Right?
now.
But
So.
yeah, seriously, like, people need to lay off.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. So then BTS did their New Year's performance on Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve or whatever.
Yes.
And as usual, that happens every time they do this, the local Twitter goes crazy because they're like, who's this? Who's
Gosh.
that? Who's the
OMG, who is
boy?
this person?
Who's the boy
And the sparkly jacket.
in the smiley jacket with the blonde hair? Who's the guy in the dark
Yes.
black coat that looks like he don't give a fuck? And it's
Yes.
always Taeyang and Jimin. It's always
It
them they're
is.
asking about. Always. Usually
Well,
Jimin.
sometimes it's Jin, Worldwide
Oh,
Handsome.
that's true. That is.
Door guy. But this year, I mean, it's almost 90% Jimin because
Oh.
he reminds everyone that they're kind of bisexual and
Yeah.
sorry about it.
Oh my gosh. You know what's funny? I saw this funny tweet and it was like every year the local Twitter falls in love with a new K-pop star and it's usually just Jimin with a different hair color.
I saw that.
And I thought that was great.
That is great because it's true. Oh, God.
Okay, so they did that. They performed "Make It Right" with some, and you know I don't like that song, but their choreography, I think I might start liking that
It was pretty amazing. I was like,
Dude,
oh shit.
when they pull off their jackets and they do that little like, they pull it down their arms and they do that little like thrust thing, I was like,
Yes.
this might be my new favorite song. I'm just kidding, it's not, but I thought that was great.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so since I've done most of the talking,
Oh,
I'm
God.
going to let A Tell us about Taeyang. You people hear us laughing and they don't know why, but you don't need to know why. It's
it's fine.
fine.
It's fine. So, starting in 2013, June 13th, 2013, Taeyang made his debut as a member of BTS on Mnet's M Countdown with the track No More Dream, which was from their debut single album, Too Cool for School. So, there was a part originally, I didn't add this in here, but
Okay.
before this, I think. I don't remember exactly how long he was considered a secret member, but I believe it was up until they debuted with this the Mnet Countdown. So for a while, like even though he was part of a member, like he wasn't on any of the vlogs, he wasn't on any of the Twitter, none of it, which was really sad. However, he was like their secret weapon, and obviously they can't be without each other, and they make the group complete, so it's fine. Now it sucked at the time.
Yes.
So he was first credited for his music composition in The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Part One, when he co-wrote and co-produced the song Hold Me Tight, which is a great song. He also contributed to writing lyrics for the song Fun. I thought it was Boys with Fun, but Fun Boys, which was co-composed with Yoongi, and then for the song Run, Taeyang's melody was used with Jungkook's original lyrics for. That doesn't make any sense. Well, whatever. He's helped do stuff. We're so weird. I think I so okay. So I was like kind of going through and trying to fix like some of this like Wikipedia article to make it more readable, and I think I fucked up.
It's all right. We all
Anyways,
fuck up.
yeah, that's fine. I also never mind. Okay, so he also contributed to lyrics for his solo song Stigma from the album Wings. He has also released unofficially a cover of Hug Me with Hobi, as well as a cover of Someone Like You by Adele, which is actually really good. Okay, his cover is good. Okay, in May of 2018, his second solo song, Singularity, which is amazing.
Oh God, that song is like so sexy. I know it's not
Oh,
meant to
it's
be
so
sexy,
good.
but his voice
But it
and
is.
like the soothing melody, fuck. Okay.
For real. It was released as a trailer for BTS's then upcoming third album, Love Yourself Tear. The track made its UK radio debut. What? For real? They went. Never mind. On BBC Radio. Obviously, I've read this. On October 25th. I'm just mad because, like, I'm just starting to hear BTS songs, like, on the radio here. And if it's been in fucking the UK for so long, I'm a little bit jealous. Okay. Top 50 songs of the month for June of. Fuck, I missed something. Hold on. A month after its release, The Guardian added Singularity to its top 50 songs for the month of June 2018. It was generally well received by critics, as a result was mentioned on several year-end Critics' Choice lists. The New York Times ranked it 12th on its list of 65 best songs of 2018 alongside Fake Love. On October 24th, Taeyang became one of the youngest recipients of. This doesn't even make sense. I totally
Okay,
copy and
basically
pasted this like wrong.
he got that medal that they all got that's amazing
Right,
for
right.
like the that
The
stuff.
Cultural Merit Award. It's
Yes,
just in
thank
like a
you.
weird place. It shouldn't be there. That's what's bothering me.
It's
Okay.
okay, don't worry about it.
So, and then Taeyang, along with Hobi, collaborated with the Swedish singer Zara Larsson on a song called Brand New Day for the soundtrack for their mobile game BTS World, which was released on June 14th, 2019, and debuted at number one on World Digital Song Charts, which I actually really like that song. I didn't like it at first, but the more I listen to it, the more I like it. Taeyang is also an actor. He was on Harrowing. Harrowing. I don't know. The poet warrior youth. So I was planning on watching this,
I
and
remember.
then I didn't because I can't do this kind of stuff. I
Can't
get all
do.
like super second hand embarrassed, and I'm like, no.
Oh, was he not
Well,
a good
no.
actor?
It wasn't that. It wasn't him. I didn't even get to the part where he was there. Like, it was just the whole, like, beginning of it. I was like, what the fuck is this?
You know, isn't it crazy how sometimes that happens and you get like secondhand embarrassment with shit? I do that too. There was something recently that I don't remember what it was. I just remember watching it and being like mortified for the person. And I don't remember what it was or who was involved in it, but I just remember I had to turn it off. I couldn't do it.
I can't, like, I will pause it and I will walk away and then I may or may not come back. Like, I think there's a show that I started watching and I got like such bad secondhand embarrassment that I have not gone back to watch it
Oh man.
again. Like, I don't even remember why it now. Like, but at the time I was just like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore. And then I was done.
It happens.
So he also collaborated with Jin on that one for a duet. They did a sound the soundtrack title entitled Bleh, It's Definitely You, and that was released on sometime, but it's a really good song. I actually really like that one. And then on June 8th he released 4 o'clock, a song he co-produced with June, to celebrate BTS's 4th anniversary.
This is weird. It's crazy how you jumped from like.
I know, it's like being it's jumping weird, and I think maybe when I was like editing, I must have like fucked up the order of shit is the
Okay.
problem.
Basically, can we just say okay? I'm
Yeah,
sorry. I'm gonna
let's
cut you
just
off
skip
here,
it.
and I'm just gonna no. I'm gonna kind of think. Okay, so basically, then he released his first solo track outside of BTS Scenery on January 30th, 2019, and it was on a SoundCloud page, and it was a ballad, and it was written and composed by him, and like everyone loved it, and it was great. And then seven months later, he did Winter Bear on SoundCloud, and he did a music video, and it was self-directed, and it was great, and it was he did that
Yes.
like August 9th. So basically, you know, he's wonderful and he's doing great things.
Yes.
So
He also
moving.
came up with the phrase. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I purple
I was
you.
gonna say, yeah, I purple you, which was super
Okay.
cute because he was talking about the purple rainbow and all that stuff. And
Yeah, that's
yeah.
great. So in 2018, Eugene Investment and Securities Company conducted an analytical research on Google search trends relating to K-pop industry, and V ranked first on the chart, meaning it was the number one most searched keyword for the past 5 years in South Korea. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Various artists have cited him as an influence and role model, and you know, people like love him, and he's just nice, and he's humble, and he's great, and he's wonderful, and we love Taeyang. We love Kim Taeyang. So I know that was sad, and Kim Taeyang, if you ever listen to this, I apologize so much. We're so sorry that we suck at doing individual research.
It's fine.
It's fine. We're fine. We're fine.
Fine.
So we got a few submissions, and A is going to read them.
Thanks.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Avocado. Oh, I can't with life right now. Okay,
It's
so they're
okay, we're almost
all
done.
from anonymous
Anonymous
people.
sources.
The first one says, "Happy birthday, Kim Taeyang." Another one says, "Kim Taeyang is so precious. He's just a great father to Tani, and he makes my heart melt." V is everything anyone could ever want in a man. I love him. That's true.
Same, me
Hold on.
too.
Okay. Sometimes I get so sad because I don't know if he realizes how amazing he is. Kim Taeyang is a treasure and needs to be protected at all costs. Happy birthday, Taeyang. You are so loved and so wonderful. We don't deserve you.
We don't deserve him. So that's basically it for this episode. Honestly,
Yes.
we
It's a mess.
really we it's a mess, and we really dropped the ball on it. We dropped the ball on everything. We were actually supposed to record this like a week ago, and we didn't.
Oh, it's
Because
fine.
shit is crazy, and we were still trapped in the fucking hellscape of 2019. But
Yes.
it's okay. All right.
Oh, it's okay.
So moving forward, we are going to have a better, more thought out episodes. They won't be quite
Right.
as messy.
Probably.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Okay, so our next episode will be in about 2 weeks, and we're not sure what it's going to be about yet. So check our blog, and because we'll post something on there.
Yes.
So thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. We'll talk at you next time.
Bye bye.